Today, we'd like to see the title of Not Return in Hosea chapter 7, verses 1 through 16. For online courses of people over the world, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 5, in the day of our king princes, have made him sick. Inflamed with wine, he stretched out his hand with scoffers. What does the phrase over inflamed with wine mean? What does the phrase of inflamed with wine mean? Question 2. In verse 10, and the pride of Israel testifies to his face, but they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. What does the phrase of not return to the Lord mean? What does the phrase of not return to the Lord mean? The last question, 3, verse 16. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a treacherous bowl. Their princes shall fall by the sword, for the cursings of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. What does the phrase of treacherous bow? What does the phrase of treacherous bow mean? First of all, we want to see a little background. Hosea means savior. Hosea, the Hebrew word, means savior. He married Gomer, a whoredom or a prostitute. She was like an Israelite who worshipped idols with Jehovah God together. While the last six kings of the northern kingdom, Israel, Zechariah, Shalom, Menahem, Pekahiah, Pekah, and the last king, Hoshea, were reigning from 780 to 720 before Christ. At the same time, Isaiah the prophet delivered God's word to southern nation, Judah. Hosea asked the people of Israel, northern kingdom, to repent the spiritual adultery and return to the Lord and seek him. That's the main theme. Then we want to see verse 1. When I would have healed Israel. Here, Hosea delivered the God's word. So I means God. God wants to heal Israel, showing God's heart, God's mercy heart. For example, Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity or forgiving sinfulness and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? Transgression, iniquity, all of the synonym of sin. He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy. Delight in mercy means he loves to forgive people. So, which means God is always waiting for us to repent their sin. So, God wants you come back to the Lord from the sin and repent sick. That's God's heart. Here, I would have healed Israel. I want to heal Israel. Then the iniquity of Ephraim. Iniquity, sin. Ephraim is the leading tribe of a northern nation. Southern nation, you know, two tribes of Israel established a southern nation, Judah. One is Benjamin, the other one is Judah. Two main tribes. But left over 10 tribes established northern kingdom. That leader tribe of 10 tribes of Israel was Ephraim. That's why Ephraim was uncovered, means Ephraim's iniquity or sinfulness was disclosed, was open to the public, and the wickedness of Samaria. Samaria is the capital city of a northern kingdom, Israel. Southern kingdom capital city, Jerusalem. So the wickedness of Samaria. So which means the northern nation, Israel, lights, the people of Israel committed sin, you know, iniquity, wickedness. For they, the people of Israel, have committed a fraud. Fraud meaning intentional deceit, not, you know, negligent lying, intentional, willful deceit. Committed fraud. A thief comes in, a band of robbers, or a troop of robbers take a spoil outside. So previous chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, also the God said through Hosea the prophet, as the troops of robbers or bands of robbers lie in wait for a man. A man is who fleeing into refuge. A man. So the company of priests murder on the way to Shechem. Shechem is a refugee. So God commanded to Moses, you should set up, you know, several refugee area. So some people kill the animal unintentionally, negligently. So those people might flee into refugee. So you shouldn't touch it, you know, their life risk, you know, until they were remaining in the refugee. So here, before fleeing person enter into refugee Shechem, so priest company, like a troop of robbers, killed him. Surely they commit lewdness or wanton recklessness. I have seen a horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is the harlotry of Ephraim. Harlotry meaning whoredom or prostitutes, you know, kind of thing. Harlotry of Ephraim, because the priest did not follow God's commandments, but committed for their own lust. That's why they killed a fleeing person trying to enter into Shechem, the refugee. So that is an example. That's related, cooperated with chapter 7, verse 1. Here also, a troop of robbers. Chapter 6, verse 9, also a troop of robbers or a band of robbers too. Verse 2, they do not consider in their heart, which meaning they don't care their heart, evil or lust. So that I remember all their wickedness. I mean God knows all their wickedness, which means God is omniscient. God knows everything. Even if you committed a sin secretly, personally, God knows his sin. So that means here, I remember all, meaning all, you know, without any exception, their wickedness. Now their own deeds or own action, own works have surrounded them. They are before my face. So basically God said, God knows everything before my face, before God's face. Psalm chapter 73, verse 11, psalmist said, evil men say, how does God know? The rhetorical question. Evil men say, God doesn't know. Basically, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? So, but the rhetorical question. So, but actually God knows everything. So God is omniscient. verse 3, they, the people of Israel, make a king glad with their wickedness, which meaning they lure the king to be wicked also, and princes with their lies. So they, Israel people, make princes to be liars. So in the book of the first Kings and the second Kings, you know, we saw that the kings of northern kingdom Israel, nobody is obedient to God. Every king worshiped other gods, idols, you know, such as money, mammon, or knowledge, Baal, or pleasure is Molech, or sex, Ashtoreth. So any moon god, star god, you know, they are likely spiritual adultery. They worship not only God, Jehovah God, but also any other gods. First of all, they are all adulterers, meaning they are all idolaters or idol worshippers, spiritual adulterers. Adultery definition, you know, then a spouse sexual intercourse with another. That definition is adultery. So likewise, you know, the people of God, meaning the people of God, like a bride. So God is bridegroom. So which meaning bride only love bridegroom, only worship God alone. But here, unfortunately, the people of Israel worshiped other God. That is likely the adulterers, you know, like a spiritual, you know, adulterers, like an oven heated by a baker. Heated meaning here adulterous passions, which meaning passions meaning non-controllable emotion. So they wanted, they have a strong lust to worship other gods. Here, heated by a baker. So God gave, you know, example, a simile of a bakery situation. He ceases stirring the fire after kneading the dough. So the why? Because first of all, they made a flour, you know, put in then yeast. So until the dough is fermented, or until the dough is increased. So they are waiting. So that's why here baker stopped stirring the fire after kneading the dough until it is leavened. Leavened meaning it is fermented, or it is made of fermentation. Verse 5, in the day of our king, so it looks like in the day of our king, maybe king's birthday or a certain special day, in the day of our king, princes, you know, the sons of a king, or implied the leaders, you know, princes have made him sick. So basically, princes, leaders have made the king sick, spiritual sickness, inflamed with wine. This is question one. What does it mean, inflamed with wine? Inflamed with wine in this context meaning adulterous passion aggravated with wine. So just thinking about, we are drinking, we are alcoholic, so our, you know, the passion, you know, adulterous passion, lust is a growing kind of situation. That's why here God said inflamed with wine. He stretched out his hand with scoffers. So he, king, stretched out his hand with scoffers. So king had agreement with scoffers. Scoffers meaning make a, you know, fun over, you know, God's word, you know, fun over, you know, something. That is scoffers. Verse 6, they prepare their heart like an oven. They meaning the people of Israel prepared their heart like an oven. Oven is indicating heat. Adulterous passion is growing. While they lie in wait, their baker sleeps all night. In the morning, it burns like a flaming fire. So all night to sleep. In the morning, still, they have adulterous passion, a flaming fire. They are all hot. Here, hot meaning passion, adulterous passion. Like an oven, and have devoured their judges. So they devoured their judges. Their judges make up unfaithfulness, you know, because the people influencing the judges to make a judge wrongfully, not, you know, righteously. All their kings have fallen. So all their kings made the administration ungodly, have fallen. None among them called upon me. Here, none among them called upon me. They did not return to the Lord. They did not seek God. They did not repent their sin to God. Bottom line, they did not pray for repentance. None among them called upon me. Nobody prayed for repentance to God. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2. But your iniquities or your sins have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that God will not hear. Because God is holy. First of all, you should repent your sin. Then you should ask God, you know, something. Then God will hear. So without, you know, repentance, God never hear you, because you're already separated between you and God by sin or by iniquities. So here, none among them called upon me. Nobody seek God. Nobody returned to God. Nobody pray for repentance over their sin, seeking God's forgiveness. Verse 8, Ephraim, the leading tribe of Israel, northern kingdom, had mixed himself among the peoples. Here in the Old Testament, God specifically prohibited intermarriage, interracial marriage. Intermarried here, mixed himself among the people's meaning, intermarried with aliens. Why? Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 3 and 4, God explained here. Nor shall you make a marriage with aliens. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son. Because this is why. They will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. So God is jealous. God wants that the people of God worship exclusively God alone. That's why God, you know, in the Old Testament did not allow the people of God or Israelites to marry interracially with their other aliens. This one, the New Testament, different way we can apply. Christians shouldn't marry with unbeliever, non-Christian. Because the Corinthian, the Paul said, unequal yoke, which meaning the hope is different. Christian's hope is always the Lord Jesus Christ. During our life, being just like conformed with the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, after passed away or after the rapture, we are meeting, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. So we belong to heaven. So that's why in New Testament, God highly recommend that Christians should marry Christians, not unbelievers. So in the Old Testament, interracial marriage is prohibited because the risk of idolatry. That's why Ephraim is a cake unturned. Cake unturned meaning the cake burned its bottom. So in order to bake a cake, we should turn side, on time. So here, not turned meaning cake let it burn, not eatable. So a cake unturned Ephraim. Aliens have devoured his strength, but he does not know it. Yes, gray hairs are here and there on him, yet he does not know it. This meaning, he's lost strength, but he does not know it. So God gave strength, but he committed sin habitually, but God's strength was gone, but he didn't recognize that. That kind of example, Judges chapter 16, verses 19-20, then the railer lured Samson to sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his hair. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left Samson. And the railer said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." So Samson awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free." But Samson did not know that the Lord had departed from him. So at that time, Nazarite, which meaning Nazarite is a devoted person to God. Nazarite is a sign, the hair should not be cut, because the hair growing the means a sign over God is with him. That sign. That's why the hair was not cut off. Like Samson, big hair. So first time is Samson, destroyed Philistine, very strong and very powerful. Second time too, but Jerilah lured him. The third time, Samson told her, because of my hair, giving a lot of power because I am Nazarite kind of thing. So he disclosed his secret to Delilah. So while Samson was sleeping, Delilah cut his hairs. Then the God left from them. So here, gray hairs are here. Gray hairs meaning already you are older. So your strength of a young age is gone, but he does not know it. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. So basically, own conscience was seared, or own conscience was destroyed. Conscience meaning natural understanding. That kind of natural understanding in God's way was lost. Also, Romans chapter 9, verse 1, I tell the truth in Christ, I am not lying, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. So disciples say, my conscience. So disciples' natural understanding, Holy Spirit, in Holy Spirit, he is a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ, kind of thing. So basically, he does not know it because his conscience was gone. Verse 10, and the pride of Israel testified to his face, but they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. This is a question too, which meaning they didn't return to the Lord, nor seek him for repentance. Because a sin maker then departed from God. Verse 11, Ephraim also is like a silly dog without sense. So silly dog did not recognize at its risk of life. You know, some hunter come here, silly dog without sense, without recognizing closing to the death, like a silly. So which meaning Ephraim, Israel, you know, soon was going to be invaded by Assyria. So Assyria totally destroyed the northern Israel. They go to Egypt, they go to Assyria. This is a call to Egypt, Assyria, rather than to God for help. So Israel people call to Egypt or go to Assyria rather than to God for help. That actually happened. For example, 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 19-20, Pul, king of Assyria, came against the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver. So Menahem, the Israel king, so ask the helper for Assyrian king. So how much money? 1,000 talents of silver gave him, that his hand might be with him to strengthen the kingdom under his control. And Menahem exacted the money from Israel, from all the very wealthy, from each man 50 shekels of silver to give to king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back, so not conquered northern kingdom, and did not stay there in the land. Also, the 2 Kings, chapter 17, verse 4, and the king of, now Israel king asked for Egypt. King of Assyria uncovered a conspiracy by Hoshea, Hoshea the last king of the northern kingdom Israel, for he had sent messengers to Saul, king of Egypt. So asked the help to Egypt for help. So that's why Saul, meaning the king of Egypt, named Saul, and brought no tribute to the king of Assyria, and he had done year by year. Therefore, king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. At that time, Israel was conquered completely by Assyria. Verse 12, wherever they go, I will spread my net on them. This meaning God chastised Israel. Why? Because of justice. God is justice. So on them, I will bring them down like a bird of the air. I will chastise them, or I will punish them according to what their congregation has heard. Verse 13, woe to them, to northern kingdom Israel, for they have fled from me, run away from God. So destruction to them. So they are destroyed because they have transgressed against me. They committed sin. Although I redeemed them, once God redeemed Israel people, but they continually have committed sin against God. Yet, however, they have spoken lies against me, which meaning false concept of God. So lied against me. They twisted God's word. Verse 14, they did not cry out to me. They did not pray to me with their heart for repentance, for forgiveness, for mercy. When they wailed upon their beds, they wept on their beds, their sleeping bed. They assembled together for grain and new wine, But they rebel against me. They complained against God rather than repent. Although I disciplined and strengthened their arms, yet they devised evil against me. God in discipline strengthened the Israel people in the past tense, but now in the present, the Israel people evil against me, worshiping, you know, either gods. So God's power is God. Verse 16, they return, but not to the Most High, not to the God. They are like a treacherous bow or an unstable bow. They believe their own possession or material thing as a security, but not. They are a treacherous bow or a futile bow. Bow meaning a symbol of strength. Their princes shall fall by the sword. So Syrians' sword, princes are killed, or the king was caught up. For the cursing of their tongue. So princes made a curse rather than repent. They shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. So Assyrian cut off northern kingdom Israel. At that time, Egyptian, you know, make up fun over the northern Israelite. Let's see each question. In verse 5, in the day of our king, princes have made him sick. Inflamed with wine, he stretched out his hand with scoffers. What does the phrase of inflamed with wine mean? That means, verse 5, means adulterous passion aggravated with wine. That's the answer. Adulterous, spiritual adulterous passion aggravated with wine. Question 2, in verse 10, and the pride of Israel testifies to his face, but they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. What does the phrase of not return to the Lord mean? For repentance, because God is delightful in mercy. God is seeking any excuses to forgive us. Verse 16, last question. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a treacherous bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the cursing of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. What does the phrase of a treacherous bow? Treacherous bow meaning unstable security or futile strength, the kind of thing. So only security is faith on the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Almighty. So only stay on the Lord. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Last song here, Blue Book.